Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Christy just sent us a text from the 978. Yay, it is nice listening to the 9 a.m. hour. It's the thing I miss most about work is the commute with you guys. Yeah, so we're on until 10 o'clock, and that gives us the opportunity to dig deep into some things that maybe we don't get to cover during the first 3 hours of the show. We now have an extra hour. We can dig deep, and you know, this is what we're going to do. We're going to work really hard to find you guys the best content that you want to hear about. Like your pets trying to like get frisky with you while you're sleeping.
This is ripped straight from the head. Lines of Salt's house and my house.
Yeah. Right. So these are about dogs. We got a dog and a cat.
Correct.
Sex story.
We got multiple cats, actually.
Okay, so I think let's start first with Kennedy's dog sex story.
So my dog has a habit of when this boy comes over to my house.
Just one boy? The one
a very
boy.
Certain one boy,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Comes to the house and he will come to the bedroom. Because that's pretty much where I sit every day anyway.
Okay.
And he'll come to get in the bed, give me a kiss or whatever. And Elvis will jump on his back and start to hump him.
Well, I mean, he sees you doing it. So it's just that's what you're supposed to do when that guy shows up.
Maybe.
Holy smokes.
Pretty funny. He never does it to me. He never does it like that. But yeah, it's freaking hilarious.
What does your friend do?
Just lets him go.
Just let him finish. Be fine.
No, I'm kidding. I pull him off. I'm mortified every time. He's actually getting to the point that he finds it quite funny. So.
Elvis, we have company. Stop.
Kennedy gets home from work and Elvis is like, hey, so you inviting that guy over? Is he coming over? Is he coming over?
Hey, mom. No, if I say his name, he'll run right to the door.
I bet he will.
He puts on a little breath mint, something like that. Is it coming over?
A little Pavlovian experiment happening there, Kennedy.
My situation is a little bit more aggressive than this, and it could be actually way more painful than that. So we have two cats, and one of our cats, Carly, she's, you know, when she sits in the bed, she's always putting her butt in my face because that's what she just likes to do.
Cats do.
It's just weird, but it's like you wake up and you have a cat butt right in your face, and
nobody needs that negativity.
Yeah, exactly. All the time, and she's always, you know, she's every time she wants to be fed, she's always purring and slapping me around, and you know, wake up like normal cats do and stuff like that. So we switch them out, the two cats, her and Patrick Swayze, and Patrick Swayze is the other cat, and he is just chill. He just lays in the bed. He's like, "What? I'm not gonna do anything. I'm fine." But he's only about a year and a half old, so he still has a little kitten in him.
Yeah.
And last night he started to do something that is going to be a problem in the long term. Yeah.
Please be delicate.
Yeah, I'm going to be delicate. Absolutely. It's my most delicate area I got to talk about. So sometimes men, something happens and you don't have any control of it and it happens in the middle of the night, you know, or whatever. My cat, Patrick Swayze, is a hunter. So anytime there's movement of any sorts, he pounces.
Oh,
and he's got giant claws and giant teeth. So I'm going to say around 11:30 last night, my jingle's jangling, apparently. Next thing you know, I got a cat on me. And I'm like, I wake up because he literally pounces on me.
Oh.
And thank God we have a thick comforter.
I'm sweating.
If it wasn't the polar vortex, I would be in some serious trouble. I'd be in the ER today.
So,
because his claws and teeth, both. He uses claws and teeth.
So what are you going to do?
Would have
about
gotten
that?
Through.
I just imagine like a boxer on the speed bag and just like.
No. It's like a lion.
That's your cat.
No, it's like a lion jumping on a zebra carcass is what it is. Because he's in there and he's tearing at it with.
Were you in deep REM sleep at that moment?
Yeah. And then I'm like, what the fuck? Not my wife. Not my wife. Definitely not my wife.
Our boss is so happy we're on until 10 o'clock now.
Look, Carson, this is real stuff that happens to real people.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.